In a Christian wedding, vows are not decorations. They are not poetic accessories. They are not emotional highlights placed between music and rings. Vows are solemn promises before God and witnesses. This is one reason Christian wedding officiants must take ceremony language seriously. In many weddings today, vows are treated mainly as personal expression. The couple may want to say what they feel, tell their story, make each other laugh, or create a memorable moment. There is nothing wrong with heartfelt words. Personal tenderness can be beautiful. A couple's story is real, but the couple's story is not sovereign. In Christian marriage, vows are not simply self-expression. They are covenant promises. They do not merely describe how the bride and groom feel today. They bind the bride and groom to faithful love tomorrow, next year, in hardship, in weakness, in aging, in disappointment, in joy, and in ordinary daily life. That is why traditional Christian vows have often included language such as for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. These words are not sentimental. They are realistic. They tell the truth about embodied life. The bride and groom are embodied souls before God. They are not romantic ideals. They are not perfect projections. They are organic male and organic female image bearers entering covenant life in a fallen world. Their bodies will age. Their emotions will change. Their finances may rise and fall. Their families may bring joy and pain. Their health may weaken. Their desires may be tested. Their faith will need formation. Vows speak into all of that. A contract often asks, what happens if the terms are broken? A covenant asks, what faithfulness is required because this promise has been made before God? This does not mean Christian marriage ignores danger, abuse, coercion, or serious sin. A Christian officiant must never use covenant language to trap someone in harm. Wisdom, pastoral care, legal responsibility, church oversight, and referral awareness matter. But we must also not empty vows of their meaning. Covenant faithfulness is not casual. Marriage promises are weighty. Here is a wedding ministry example. A couple says, we want to write our own vows, but we don't want anything too serious. We just want to say what we love about each other. A wise officiant might respond, that can be a meaningful part of the ceremony. But Christian vows should also include promises. Let's make sure your vows are not only memories and compliments, but covenant commitments before God. That response honors their story without enthroning it. Ministry Sciences helps the officiant observe what is happening beneath the surface. Are the vows full of affection but empty of promise? Are they humorous but not holy? Are they romantic but not covenantal? Are they personal but not public? Are they emotionally moving but spiritually thin? The officiant notices the pattern, interprets it under Scripture, and responds with gentle teaching. For the one wedding officiant, this means you should not simply copy a trendy vow script from the internet. For the ordained wedding officiant, this means helping couples understand the difference between a love note and a vow. For church staff ministers, it means protecting the congregation's witness. For chaplains, it means keeping the vows clear, even when the ceremony is brief. For life coach ministers and romance officiants, it means helping couples practice the habits that match the promises they make. A Christian wedding does not need to be cold or rigid. It can be warm, personal, joyful, and beautiful. But personalization must serve truth. Beauty must serve covenant. Emotion must serve promise. Vows are not mere words. They are spoken commitments before God. And the Christian wedding officiant is entrusted to help those vows be clear, faithful, public, and holy.